So hello and welcome to our ninth Game of Life Masterclass call. Okay, the first admin stuff we have to deal with here is I just want to remind everyone to download all the recordings of the calls and the bonuses from the Masterclass Central webpage. Be sure to do that, download to all your devices so that you have that going forward. And I will be taking that page offline sometime after our masterclass completes. I'm never in a rush to do that, but if you can get everything downloaded, then you won't be in a rush whenever I get around to doing that. And I will let you know, I'll send out an email that I'm closing that page down. Okay, so, and if you have not already, I would love it if you would share with me a testimonial of your experience with this class. Cindy did share something on the Facebook group. That's fine if you want to share it there. If you want to send it to me personally through an email, that's fine too. I just love to hear your thoughts and then be able to share that with others on what you experienced with the class. And if you are would like to continue the support of meeting every week, it's not a class, but it's the membership. The Manifesting with Florence, the Inner Circle membership. If you'd like to be a part of that, I'll put a link to the membership on the Masterclass Central webpage, and I'll put it in your emails if you'd like to be a part of that. We do meet on Wednesdays, and the first Wednesday of the month, I present a treatment, and then the next Wednesday is a tutor coaching call. And that's usually based on the subject of that month's treatment. And then the third Wednesday is a Game of Life module teaching call where I'll teach a little bit. And then the fourth Wednesday is just a call with Kate, just a call with me. And we can, answer questions. We just visit about what's happening with everybody's life. We don't get into anything too deep because it's not a mastermind. It's a membership, where we are just there to support each other, and it is not actually a class like this is. But it is based on Florence's teachings, and we talk about her teachings, and it's a lot of fun. It's awesome. So if you'd like to join that, you can do that. If there are five Wednesdays in the month, we usually have a call on that day too. Not always, but usually. And you can use all those pages, the other pages that are in the manifesting playbook are based on the calls in the membership, the treatment call, the tutor coaching call, and the Game of Life module teaching call. So you can keep track of everything there. Okay, so let's go ahead and create our sacred safe space. Oh, I have to calm down. I'm excited to be meeting with you. Okay, so just get comfortable and just take a few deep breaths, and we'll quiet our minds. We'll say the prayer and we'll work with the angels. So I do want to ask the angels to just control the energy so our technology will keep us all connected and we'll get a clean and clear recording. Okay, so with a really deep breath, just place your feet flat on the floor. And with your hands gently in your lap, just close your eyes and focus your attention on your heart. And with another really deep breath and a slow exhale, shift your focus to gratitude of the blessings in your life. And just embrace those things that you're grateful for and immerse yourself in that emotional fulfillment of gratitude. And now ask yourself these questions. Don't try to answer, just ask and allow life to move you into the answers. Who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? And now simply allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, your hands in your lap, and your feet flat on the floor. And now focus again on your heart and allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound or feel it as a sensation. And now with another deep breath, I ask the angelic guardians of the heavens and the earth, of the east, of the south, of the west and of the north, to join us now, bringing with you the most powerful magnetic force in the universe, love. Father, Mother, God, creator of all that is, we are so grateful for this opportunity to come together as one with singular intention. We ask for your help to expand into a greater awareness of being. We ask for your assistance to understand Florence's teachings at a greater level of mastery and apply them to fulfill our square of life, to manifest as our reality the dreams and desires of our heart. All that's ours by divine right. Under grace. In deepest gratitude, amen. And now we'll create our sacred circle. I ask the angels to take my hand and yours. And if you're in Asia, Africa, Antarctica, just take my hand and that of an angel and join our circle. If you're in Australia, please take my hand and that of an angel and join our circle. If you're in Europe, please take my hand and that of an angel and join our circle. If you're in North America, please take my hand and that of an angel and join our circle. If you're in South America, please take my hand and that of an angel and complete our circle. We come together as one with singular intention of transcending the fear of our planet to be the vibration of love. Please step into the center of the circle as the angels and I hold the circle's safe space. And with a deep breath, the angels and I infuse you with love of the highest order. We see you as powerful, fearless, as one with all that is. We infuse you with strength, stamina, and healing love energy, holding you safe in all directions of time. I ask that you accept in this moment the knowing that all that makes your heart sing with joy is already yours. Breathe deeply of this love light. And now once again, rejoin our circle of love, taking the hands of the angels. And together we send unconditional love to each other across the soils and waters of Mother Earth. And through this singular intention of empowered support, we hold to this energy of being magnets for life experiences of this high vibration of love energy. And now with a deep breath, we ground into this energy. See roots from your feet going down deep into the soils of Mother Earth, down to that core light of healing, loving energy at her center. And with a deep breath, bring this all-powerful love energy back up through the soils, up to your feet, up your legs, to your heart. Fully grounding this magnificent vibration of love as yours. Now and always. And when you're ready, open your eyes. So this week's class dives deep into the 9th chapter of the Game of Life, Perfect Self-Expression and the Divine Design. This chapter supports us to not only overcome fear, but to raise our vibration to a higher vibration of love, to align in sync with our superconscious higher self, that divinity within. Florence tells us, God's will be done, not man's. God's pattern, not man's pattern, is the command we find running through all the scriptures, and the Bible is a book dealing with the science of the mind. It's a book telling man how to release his soul or subconscious mind from bondage. The battle described are pictures of man waging war against mortal thoughts. A man's foes shall be they of his own household. She's telling us that God's will is of love of the highest order, while man's will is tainted with fear of this physical world. Florence has explained to us in previous chapters that our mortal mind takes in sickness, lack, limitation, poverty, and death, experiences that inflame powerful feelings and emotions within us. And through these emotions, we write neural pathways of belief about ourselves and our experiences. And these neural pathways of belief, they dictate the manifestation of our present and future experiences. When these beliefs are written from our experience of pain, they're negative and create more experiences of pain. These are the mortal thoughts man wages war with. These thoughts that create neural pathways of belief are the foes of man's household, the foes being energy containers of fear. They're thoughts, feelings, and emotions that are overloaded with fear. And fear is not our natural state. Fear of this physical world holds us in bondage to the point that we become afraid to dream of something better. Now, years ago, I discovered that I no longer dreamed of something better. I no longer decided on what I wanted to be, do, or have, because if I didn't decide, I couldn't be hurt by not getting what I wanted. I was held in bondage by my own hidden beliefs of not being good enough to have anything that I wanted. At a subconscious level, I wholeheartedly believed I wasn't good enough. I didn't deserve to improve my life in any way. The energy flow for manifesting something better was being blocked from that resistance within me. I was resistant to dream, resistant to decide, resistant to feel anything different than despair. I held my breath all the time because I had made living at a high level of fear an art form. I had perfected it. Survival mode was my normal way of living. And then Florence saved me. It became easy to see how fear controlled everything I did, everything I thought, and how I attracted to me, like a magnet, difficult experiences, relationships, and drama in all shapes and forms. And when I was introduced to Florence's books, I was so far down. The only place to go was up. And up I went, blessing after blessing showered down upon me. And I became an expansion of energy that was miraculous. And then I got blindsided with adversity again and again. And blessings had come, but on the heels of a blessing was some form of adversity. And I began to notice how my body felt when the adversity happened. And Florence said what I was feeling was resistance energy. I was resistant. Well, of course I was resistant. Nobody likes adversity. And I asked my angelic team to show me what this all meant, because it was a pattern that was happening over and over again. It's part of the five segments of the game of life. And they showed me how the resistant energy we feel in our body is our sign, a sign from within that there was an energy blocking me, an energy that was holding me in bondage of fear, a neural pathway of belief that I was not good enough. In the beginning, it was like going down a dark rabbit hole. But the deeper I went into the energy, gaining an enlightened understanding, the more the light began to break through the darkness. And on the other side, I could see how the adversity wasn't blindsiding me to punish me. The adversity was the only way the universe could get my attention. Getting my attention to show me that the resistance I held in my body, the resistant belief that I really didn't deserve what I wanted, that's how I could see it. The universe wanted me to see it and to understand that the feeling wasn't true. The belief was not true. So many times we feel an energy within us. It's uncomfortable. We don't know what it is. And we're so caught up in getting through the day in survival mode that we see it. Yes, it's there. But either we don't have time to deal with it right now, or we don't know what to do with it anyway. Now, I've said this before. When we set our intention to improve our lives, that intention puts wheels of energy into motion. Formless energy begins to mold into the shape of an experience or material thing that we want. But if there's an energy within us that's blocking us, the universe will step in and cause some form of adversity to get our attention. And this is when this happens, this is when we want to throw up our hands and scream that this is too hard. It's too hard to improve my life because every time I try, I get blindsided by some form of adversity. It feels like the universe is testing us or dumping on us, but the reality is that's not what's happening. This experience of adversity isn't to punish us for wanting to improve our lives. No, 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 no. This experience of adversity is trying to show us that there's a hidden energy within us, a hidden belief about ourselves that is not true. And that hidden energy is blocking us. It's a hidden energy that will sabotage us and stop the molding of the energy that's working behind the scenes to bring to fruition what we want to be, do, or have. Because we manifest through us, but we also stop the manifestation through us. The good news is that we can stop the manifestation of things we don't want. We powerfully manifest the bad and the ugly, just like we powerfully manifest the good. We are powerful creators. And if you're like me, you've powerfully created through fear experiences that you do not want over and over again. But now, creating what we don't want can stop. When we shift our energy from the fear energy of worry, anger, resentment, overwhelm, and stress of any kind, when we shift our energy to the highest form of love our human body can handle, miracles happen. When you were first introduced to Florence's teachings and you felt that empowerment searing through your body, you could feel the limitless possibility of a better, brighter, happier life. And through that energy, that vibration of love, blessings started popping up everywhere in your life. The more you read Florence's books and held to that empowered energy within you, that joy, that bliss, you reconnected with the higher vibration of your higher self, your superconscious. And from this vibration, blessings poured down upon you. You grew in spiritual awareness, in spiritual consciousness. Your body took on that higher vibration of love energy, and the darkness within you, those beliefs about yourself that you aren't good enough, worthy, or deserving, they could no longer hide from your light. The darkness of negativity and fear cannot hide in the light. But Florence doesn't teach us what to do with those beliefs. She talks about rewriting them, but there are no actual action steps that she gives us. So let's look at the bigger picture of overcoming fear and realigning with the love that is our essence, bringing our three levels of consciousness into alignment. To make this easier to follow, I'm going to number the steps, but know that this experience doesn't always happen in this order. So once you understand the concept of the process, you'll see what I mean. Okay, so number one, we know in our heart that happiness is possible for us. Whatever our happiness looks like for us personally, it is possible. If you don't feel like your happiness is possible, schedule a personal energy coaching session with me, because no matter what you have or have not done in your life, you deserve to be happy. You deserve to live your square of life fulfilled. You have the power within you to do that. Number two, we know that when we're not in agreement of what's happening in our lives, there's an internal battle raging within us. The superconscious knows we not only deserve to be happy, but our happy life is possible, just waiting for us, to match our vibration to whatever it is that makes us happy. while the subconscious is saying, no, you can't be, do, or have what you want. And the conscious just wants something better, but doesn't see how to get it or make it happen. So you have an internal battle. But when you accept that this is what your life is, the internal battle stops. There's nothing to fight about anymore because you're no longer resistant to what is, to what your reality outside of you is. When you accept what your life is in this moment, the way is open to accept and use your power to create a higher outcome, to create and live a different reality, to create and live your fulfilled square of life. And with acceptance comes the ability to breathe. It's as if a vice has been removed from your lungs and now you can breathe. And number three, through your breath, dream big. It's through our breath that our angels communicate with us. It's through our breath that we gain access to the superconscious of our higher self. Breathe deeply and decide how you wish to feel and what you really want. Allow yourself to see through your mind's eye the flashes of inspiration of what you wish to be, do, and have. Those flashes come from the inventory, the actual inventory of your field of potentiality, that divinity within of your superconscious. Don't hold back. Dream big. Number four, your body will alert you to any negative beliefs or thought patterns you're subconsciously holding by stirring up resistance energy. You'll feel it in your body. Be aware. Be open. This energy isn't trying to sabotage you or punish you. This energy is alerting you to look within, to observe the energy, to dissolve it back to its native nothingness where it has no power over you anymore. And I've specifically shared with you the following the breadcrumbs technique, the Sedona method of release, and the forgiveness action steps in audio form. Well, the Sedona method of release is a PDF. Oh, I guess I did share it step by step though in one of our classes. So use what works for you. Resolving resistance energy will set you free from that bondage of fear. Number five, ask your angelic team, God, the universe, infinite spirit, Florence, to show you action steps to take to bring what you want to fruition. And I've started including that to that request. I add, support me to understand the action steps and to take them. Because sometimes we see, ooh, there's an action step. There's something I can do. But we don't take it. Ask for the support to understand and take them. And when you ask to be shown and you're not getting the guidance you're asking for, ask to be shown in a different way. I've learned that sometimes when I ask a question, it's not the question that will produce the answer I'm looking for. Not the right question to get the answer to what I really want to know. And maybe I don't know what I really want to know. So when you keep asking till you hone in on what you really want to know that you may not know, you may not know what you want to know. But the more you ask, changing the question around, the more you learn about yourself and what your heart truly desires. And writing in your playbook, whether it's an actual paperback form or a printed out copy, whatever it is that you're doing, the more you write in your playbook, the easier it is to understand the right question to get the answer that you really want to know. And sometimes the action step to bring what you want into your reality is simply to stay in the energy of grateful receipt at having already received what you want when there's no sign of it in sight. Holding that knowing, that excited energy within you, that what you want is already yours. What would that feel like? To know the home that you want is yours, the job that you want, the life that you want. Number 6, prepare to receive what you want. Florence tells us to dig our ditches. Preparing can be so much fun. Be creative with how you prepare to receive. After all, this is a game. The game can be fun or not. It's up to us to choose our mindset. When we want to manifest something new and different, we want to be aware of our mindset. Do we believe we can be, do, or have what we want? Is our want energy of love and above vibration, holding tightly to the happiness and joy of getting what we want? Or is our want energy laced with fear, worry, and despair, afraid that what we want isn't going to happen? Money is an excellent example. Do you want money because there's not enough in your accounts to pay your bills and you're freaking out? If this is the case, shift that energy to the excitement of paying your bills on time and the miraculous way the money came in when there's no sign of it in sight. Worrying about not having enough money seals the deal on you never having enough money. I like to manifest the influx of money just because I can, just for the fun of it, especially when I need it, making it a game, staying out of the despair. And that energy is miraculous. Shifting the mindset into the fun of just making money appear from nowhere. Doing it just because you can. That's where Florence's poise is. Being confident, peaceful from deep within, calm, the state of bliss, knowing all is well, that blissful confidence of knowing that what I want is mine. I have it, even when there's no sign of it in sight. This knowing shifts our inner vibration from fear to that higher vibration of love, syncing us with our super conscious higher self, matching the energy of what we want, bringing it into our reality. When we're the same energy, manifestation is inevitable, no matter what it is. Florence talks about man seeing himself having what he wants. She tells us one should not visualize or force a mental picture. But then she tells us a picture or idea should be held without wavering. Well, visualizing from the highest vibration of love is powerful. visualizing this or better, taking the mental hands off of how one receives and being open to the something better. When we're open to what we want or better, we open the way for our highest possible good to manifest as our reality. When she speaks of not forcing a mental picture, she's talking about the feeling of needing to force the mental picture is being due to fear. When you're flowing in gratitude and love, there's no need to force anything. Because you're flowing in love, you can feel it. When we're in fear, we have to work at getting that picture. And that's trying to force it. If you think you're flowing in gratitude, but you're swimming in worry, you're not in gratitude. Because gratitude is love energy. Worry is fear energy. You can't vibrate in fear and love at the same time. It's physically impossible to do. So if you're worrying, you're vibrating in fear. When you learn you're vibrating in fear energy, stop everything. Give your worries to your worry angel. Infuse what you're worrying about with love of the highest order and embrace that love of gratitude. Another example of visioning, if you want to move, vision yourself putting the key in the lock of your front door or using the garage door opener to open your garage. Envision yourself walking around inside your new home. Take food out of the refrigerator. Prepare a meal. Eat at your table. Wake up in your bed. Brush your teeth in the bathroom. Move in through the vibration of your essence and claim this home or better. I did that with my lake house. I had pictures. And one weekend, I moved in my mind. If they had rented this place that weekend, I'm sure they thought it was haunted. Because I walked around. I fixed a meal. I sat down and watched TV. I sat in the window and looked out at the lake. I moved in. And said, this or better. Held that energy. Do your visioning from that state of poise, confident, blissfully happy, fearless, peaceful throughout your body, blissfully knowing with every cell of your body that all is well, knowing what I want is mine. I have it. When there's no sign of it in sight. When you're visioning with your eyes closed, your brain and body are in alignment with the energy of having manifested what you want. And what you want is your reality. Your body doesn't know anything different. Because your eyes are closed and you're there. You're experiencing what you want. And you're not faking it till you make it. You are molding energy into form. So I'm going to state some affirmations here and I'm going to do my best to edit them out to individual audios so you can download them to your devices. But before I do that, I want to address one more thing. Florence teaches us to be a cheerful receiver as well as a cheerful giver. When someone gives something to you, be sure to accept it with gratitude. No matter what it is, don't turn it down. Like Florence took the man's penny when he only had 7. When you reject a gift, you not only block your flow of prosperity, but you block the gift giver's flow of prosperity too. Be a happy, cheerful receiver as well as giver. Okay, here are a few affirmations for you. I am one with infinite intelligence. I know everything I should know on this subject. And that subject can be anything. Florence spoke it for the boy who needed help with math, but this can be used for buying the right house, choosing the right job, starting a new job. Could be anything. Infinite Spirit, give me a definite lead. Reveal to me my perfect self-expression. Show me which talent I'm to make use of now. Infinite Spirit, open the way for my immediate supply. Let all that's mine by divine right now reach me in great avalanches of abundance under grace. I have the wallet and financial accounts of Spirit. When money goes out, immediately money comes in. My accounts are full. I always have more than enough money. It's my birthright to live a happy, prosperous life. I focus on this knowing from within, and my life experiences reflect happiness and prosperity. I release the need to engage with the chaos around me. I fearlessly claim and use my power to create the highest possible outcome in all areas of my life. Oh, and one more thing before we recap. Your dreams are important. The things that you bring, that bring you joy, are important. You are important. No matter what you have or have not done in your life, you deserve to live a fulfilled square of life, your version of heaven on earth. Whatever that version looks like for you, it's your birthright. So to recap, we unpacked and learned that man's will is tainted by fear. When we're in the flow of love energy, we're flowing in the love of God's will. As one, syncing with our superconscious higher self, that divinity within. When we feel that we have to force a mental picture, it's a sign we're holding that picture in fear. When we are in love energy, there is no forcing. It's a flow from infinite intelligence, and we want to be open for that flow. Being aware of our mindset and the energy of our mind and body is vital to maintaining the flow of love of the highest order, to attain poise. The poise Florence speaks of is that deep sense of being confident, peaceful from deep within, being calm, that state of bliss, knowing all is well, that blissful confidence of knowing that what we want is ours. We have it, even when there's no sign of it in sight. And to keep our prosperity flow open, we must be a happy receiver as well as giver. Now, if you have any questions about this, please ask. Again, I know it's a lot, but ask me or post your question in the private Facebook community. We are, again, moving tremendous amount of energy, so please be gentle with yourself. Drink lots of water and ask the questions that come up for you. We've only got one more class call, And I don't want you to miss out on getting that support. So please post your questions, ask them after the class, whatever you need to do to get them out there so you can be answered. Okay, so next week we'll dive into chapter 10, Denials and Affirmation. And that completes our content.